Thank you and good morning. The Redwood Coast Action Agency announced it has partnered with AmeriCorps to bring two new programs aimed at helping the neediest in our community. The first program is the Housing Support Partnership that will teach AmeriCorps members how to assist those in need of housing or who are in danger of becoming homeless through the Housing Support Partnership. AmeriCorps members will earn a monthly salary over the course of the year-long program, as well as an education bonus on completion. The housing program is aimed at reducing the number of homeless in Humboldt County. The second program is focused on rural health, specifically oral health, and through grant funding, AmeriCorps members will provide direct service to the families and children in the most need and who lack access to basic quality oral health care. The Sheriff's Office in Trinity County arrested seven people in connection with a home invasion robbery near Salyer on Wednesday morning that turned into a short standoff that ended late Wednesday afternoon. Four women and three men were arrested, and they were all from Hoopa, Salyer, or Wichpeck, and include Cody Albers, Corey Rakestraw, Kelly Burns, Deveris Frank, Dawn Colgrove, Tamisha Moon, and Eileen Nelson. The suspects were found at a nearby property, and all seven people were booked on robbery, conspiracy, and assault charges. Sheriff Bruce Haney said the motive was to rob the victims of marijuana and money. The investigation is ongoing. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
A traffic stop conducted on a vehicle on Trinity Acres Road in Willow Creek on Wednesday night resulted in the confiscation of heroin, meth, firearms, as well as marijuana. A Humboldt deputy, along with his canine unit, initiated the traffic stop, and the driver took off on foot and fled the area. The driver has been identified as 35-year-old Cody Benjamin Sides, who has two felony warrants out in his name, and he remains at large. No arrests were made at the scene.
Thank you, Jordan. U.S. Marshals with the Northwest Violent Offender Task Force booked a wanted man into Humboldt County Jail earlier this week after he was located and arrested in the county. 40-year-old David Dickerson was wanted for an assault on a police officer during a violent incident in Ashland, Oregon in May of this year. Dickerson assaulted an officer who was trying to make an arrest, and after being tased, he fled the scene and managed to elude pursuit. Dickerson was booked on a host of charges. It was an anxious 4.5 hours or so for the family of 81-year-old Fortuna resident Francis Thompson, who was reported as an at-risk missing person yesterday afternoon at about 4:30. Thompson, who regularly walks from her residence on Orchard Lane to nearby businesses, was found safe and sound at around 8 o'clock last night and reunited with her family. The Coast Guard pulled a woman off the Eel River Bar near Myers Flat late Wednesday night after the woman said she went down to the river to bathe. Coast Guard helicopter was dispatched at about 10:30 after a 911 call was made by the woman who said she had been swept away in the river and managed to climb to safety on the bar. She was airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment of exposure and hypothermia. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
When Supervisor Estelle Fennell appeared on Talk Shop in August, she found herself on somewhat of a hot seat in relation to the issue of homelessness in the county. The Budget Motel had just been shut down by the city of Eureka due to numerous building and health code violations, and homelessness was back on the front page. Fennell was back on air on Wednesday, and the subject came up again. And Fennell said that while she was on the site of the sheriff's suite through a homeless encampment last month, along with the Director of Health and Human Services, Connie Beck, the subject of the Budget Motel was discussed.
I went out on a tour of some homeless camps down in southern Humboldt with Director Beck, and I said, you know, this issue came up when I was on Kins with Brian. She told me, actually, that the county does not pay for housing at places like the Budget Inn or like Section 8.
Fennell said that someone who is eligible for county benefits decides how to spend any money, and that the deplorable conditions at the Budget Motel were of concern, particularly for the most vulnerable residents.
if people are eligible for money from the county, indigent or whatever, they would get that money, and then it's their choice where they live. So the county has not as much say as you would think. However, I will add on to that, that Director Beck was very concerned about the fact that this went so far. She said she had, when she went over there, she could not believe the conditions.
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.